We're starting a new study today called Maturing into Adulthood. And today's subtitle is Friends. And, you know, what we studied last week on the motivation to serve others is part of this study. Last week we talked about the motivation for stepping out of ourselves and serving others should be the compassion of Christ. I'm just kind of briefly recapping last week's message. And the compassion of Christ is this. Compassion is a feeling deep down in your gut of the pain that another person is going through. Say it again. Compassion is a feeling deep down on the inside of the pain that somebody else is experiencing and then acting upon that to relieve the person of their pain and suffering. That is the compassion of Christ. And, you know, a person who's stepping out with the compassion of Christ to serve others is a person who is maturing into spiritual adulthood, right? Because we know that a child is all about itself, right? A toddler, me, myself, and I. It's just thinking about itself. But somebody who serves others and serves his family is a responsible adult. Is that making sense? Yeah. All right. Let me ask you this. How many here like interacting with a two-year-old, a toddler? It's pretty tough, isn't it? You know, they're the center of their own world. Would you agree? They stomp their feet. They cry. They want what they want now, right? It's difficult interacting with a toddler, a two-year-old. But it's easier to interact with a responsible adult who is giving back to society. It's easier to interact with a responsible adult who is giving back to society. And as an adult, you know, you're more responsible and people find it easier to deal with you. How many here are glad that they're no longer a toddler? How many here are glad they're no longer a toddler? I am, all right? People find it easier to interact with a responsible adult. And let me ask you this here today. Let me ask you this question. How old are you spiritually? How old are you spiritually? Are you a spiritual toddler or are you maturing into spiritual adulthood? You know, there's people out there that say, man, I've been in the church for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. There's people out there that say, man, I've been a Christian for 10, 20, 30 years, but still they operate like spiritual toddlers. What's in Christianity for me? What can God give me? It's about me, myself, and I. But how many here want to mature instead into spiritual adulthood? I do. How about you? All right. Knowing God better, spiritual adulthood is knowing God better and making a contribution to the advancement of His kingdom. Let me say it again. Maturing into spiritual adulthood is knowing God better in a deeper way and making a contribution to the advancement of His kingdom. And so today we're going to talk about friends, your associations, your fellowship. Did you know that the people you spend a good portion of your time with can either hurt or help you spiritually? Let me say it again. The people that you spend a lot of time with can either help you or hurt you spiritually. Did you know that? Plain and simple. And my question is, who are you spending the majority of your time with? Who are you spending the majority of your time with? Now think about this. Let's say you overcame a form of addiction, drugs, alcohol, looking at things with your eyes you shouldn't be looking at. You overcame this addiction. You had a weakness with it. But then you start spending a lot of time hanging out with people who are presently dealing with those addictions that you overcame. Maybe you're hanging out with somebody that drinks and you were a former alcoholic. Or maybe you're hanging out with somebody who is now doing drugs all the time and you're maybe a person who's recovered from that drug addiction. Maybe you're hanging out with somebody who's always looking at things with their eyes they shouldn't be looking at. And at one time you overcame that addiction. Guess what? If you keep hanging out with those people, people of the darkness, they're going to drag you right back into that addiction. Is that making sense? And if you're hanging out with somebody, let's say you cussed a lot in the past and God gave you the victory over that. And so now you're hanging out with somebody who's always telling dirty jokes, who's always cussing, whatever it might be. Guess what? They might drag you right back into that sinful lifestyle. You've got to be careful concerning your associations, your friends, the people you're fellowshipping with. The scriptures. Let's talk about some scriptures on your fellowship. Paul the Apostle writes in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. And this is what he says. He says, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." Bad company corrupts good character. If you're hanging out with bad company, they can corrupt you. All right? If you're hanging out with bad company, people who are doing sinful things, unrighteous things, and you've overcome those things or you're overcoming them and you hang around with the unrighteous, you know what? They can end up corrupting you and pulling you right back into that wickedness. But I think the opposite is also true, that good company enhances, improves your character. Good godly company will enhance and improve your character as you walk with Christ. And I was talking to a friend yesterday. He's got 8 children, and his oldest daughter, over the last couple of years, has become very rebellious. And she's broken away from the family due to some reason. She's broken away and become very rebellious against her mother and father. And the people she's hanging out with now pretty much have brainwashed her against her parents. Her parents are good Christians, ministers, and he quoted this very scripture to me yesterday. He said, "Jonathan, you know what? Bad company corrupts good character, and my daughter is hanging around with bad company, and they have corrupted her." And I'm here to tell you today that the people you hang out with will rub off on you. If you're hanging out with the godly, with Christians, their good ways, their righteous ways will rub off on you. If you're hanging out with darkness, the unrighteous, those who do wicked things, their wickedness, their darkness will also rub off on you. Is that making sense here today? All right. You know, we're known by the people that we hang around with. Birds of a feather flock together. Anybody hear of that before, right? You know, you become like the people. Let me say it again. You become like the people that you're fellowshipping with, that you're hanging around with, that you're affiliating with. And Paul the Apostle further writes in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 this. 2 Corinthians 6, if you got a Bible, turn there. 2 Corinthians 6, he writes in verses 14 through 18. We're talking about maturing into spiritual adulthood. "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers. For what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness? What harmony is there between Christ and Belial? What does a believer have in common with an unbeliever? What agreement is there between the temple of God," that's us followers of Christ, "and idols? For we are the temple of the living God, as God has said, 'I will live with them and walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people.' Therefore, come out from them and be separate, says the Lord. Touch no unclean thing and I will receive you. I will be a father to you and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." He says, do not be yoked together with unbelievers. What does that mean? He's saying, don't be affiliated. Don't be hanging around with, fellowshipping with unbelievers. How many here know that light and darkness don't mix? If you got a really dark room and you turn a flashlight on, the darkness immediately disappears. Light and darkness cannot mix. And friends, I'm here to tell you today that you, followers of Christ, you, children of the light, you being the light, should not be mixing with darkness. You, the light, shouldn't be mixing with darkness, because the two just don't mix. And Paul then uses a bunch of comparisons here to communicate that believers and unbelievers should not be fellowshipping. Let me mention this to you here today and think about this. If you claim to be a believer in Jesus Christ, if you claim to be a committed follower of Christ, and in your spirit, in your gut, you are in total comfort fellowshipping with the unrighteous and unsaved, you need to ask yourself if you have really committed your life to Christ. Let me say it again. If you call yourself a true believer of Jesus Christ, and you're at total comfort fellowshipping with the unrighteous, with darkness, you feel no uneasiness on the inside, you need to ask yourself, something's wrong here. Am I truly a committed follower of Jesus Christ? Because a true believer in Christ, a true follower, a dedicated follower of Christ, will be at total discomfort hanging and yoking with those who always cuss, get high, get drunk, watch uncleanness, and hurt others. Let me say it again. A committed follower of Christ will not feel comfortable fellowshipping with those who always cuss, with those who do drugs, with those who do alcohol, with those who hurt others, with those that are watching uncleanness. Is that making sense? So if you feel that total comfort on the inside, fellowshipping with the darkness, with the unrighteous, you need to ask yourself, and you need to say, man, something is wrong here spiritually. God, help me. I want to be a true, committed follower of Jesus Christ. Is that making sense? Because we are known by the people that we hang out with. You know, think about it this way. There is more chance that the bad will rub off on you than you, the good, rubbing off on the bad, unless you are a very mature and strong in God Christian. There is more chance that the bad will rub off on you, the good, than you, the good, rubbing off on the bad, unless you are a very strong and mature in God Christian. Is that making sense? Think about it this way. Let's say you're standing on top of a ledge, 6 feet off the ground, right? And you're good. You're righteous. You're following God. And you got somebody standing on the ground level, right? And they're holding your hands. And that person is bad. There's more of a chance that they're going to pull you off that ledge than you pull them up, right? So, another way to think of it is this way. If you're being sexually intimate with an HIV-infected person, most likely they'll transmit that disease to you. Think about it. If somebody who doesn't have HIV is being sexually intimate with somebody who has HIV, most likely the person who has that HIV will transmit it to the other person who didn't have it in the first place. And it's the same spiritually. If you being a person following Christ and you're trying to mature into spiritual adulthood and you're trying to do what is right and godly and holy, but you're hanging around and being intimate in fellowship with somebody who cares nothing about God, guess what? They may transmit some of those bad ways to you. You need to be careful. How many here know that God is light? 1 John 1:5. What does Paul write here? He says this in 2 Corinthians 6. He says, as God has said, 2 Corinthians 6:16, I will live with them and walk among them. I will be their God and they will be my people. How many here want God to live and walk amongst them? Anybody? How many want God, who is light, to live and walk amongst them, like the Word of God says? If you want God, who is light, to live and walk amongst you, to fellowship with you, then you have to break affiliations with the darkness. And he writes it right after in verse 17. He says, therefore come out from them and be separate, says the Lord, because children of the light and darkness cannot stand in God's... Children of the light who are trying to follow God cannot stand in God's presence if darkness is there. Is that making sense? So if you're hanging out with darkness and they're rubbing off on you, it's hard to fellowship with God. Is that making sense? If you're trying to fellowship with God, if you want God to walk amongst you and be with you, friends, I'm here to tell you today, it's not going to happen if you're unrighteous and unholy. Is that making sense? Does anybody have any questions here today? All right, if you want to mature into spiritual adulthood, you then need to fellowship with children of the light. How many here want to mature into spiritual adulthood? You've got to be fellowshipping with children of the light so that their godly deeds and words and ways will rub off on you. Let me read something from the Speaker's Quote book. All right. This is what Will Rogers says. He says, if you like... page 21, okay. If you lie with dogs, you get up with fleas. Am I making sense? If you lie with dogs, you get up... Will Rogers didn't say this. It's a Jewish proverb. If you lie with dogs, you get up with fleas. How many here want to meet strong Christians so that you can grow in God? How many here want to meet strong Christians so that you can mature spiritually? How many here want to meet strong Christians? There's ways to do it. How could you do it? Bible studies here at the mission. Church services. Okay. Small Bible study groups. You can meet staff members here at the shelter and build relationships with them. We got a new chaplain here, Justin Knight. Get to know him, spend time with him. He's a great guy. Church outreaches. Another way to meet strong Christians is through church outreaches. So if you're wanting to mature in God, you're wanting to mature spiritually, start hanging out with children of the light. Try to find those spiritual associations. Will Rogers, this is the quote I want to read, always said people only learn through two things. One is reading and the other is association with smarter people. You become more spiritually mature, we could say, by associating with people who are stronger than you spiritually. Anybody have any questions, any comments at this point? Growing spiritually by your associations. Anybody have any comments? Any questions at this point? Ways that you can find associations. Anybody? How many here want to grow in God? You want to grow up spiritually? Then break those affiliations with darkness. Break those associations with darkness. Because as children of the light, we can't be mixing with the darkness. If we're mixing with the darkness, if the darkness is rubbing off on us, we won't be able to stand in God's presence. We can't have God walking amongst us.